From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's been a tough day for the markets and a tough day for mortgage lenders. President Bush and his Treasury Secretary did their best to calm fears about the plight of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but investors continued running away from the two companies. In a moment, we'll explain more about these complicated companies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but there is also news today that California-based savings and loan IndyMac Bank has been taken over by the FDIC. The cost of this bank's failure is estimated between $4 and $8 billion. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now to sort this day out. And Jim, why don't you explain how significant a player IndyMac was in the mortgage industry and what its failure means?
Well, it specialized in what are called Alt-A mortgages. Those are mortgages taken out by people who don't document their incomes. They're very risky, and IndyMac, like a lot of mortgage players, has suffered a lot of losses, so it's being taken over by the FDIC. It will reopen on Monday, but it will be managed by regulators. Interestingly, there has been a kind of war of words between regulators and New York Senator Charles Schumer. He was among the first to raise questions about the financial condition of IndyMac, and government regulators complained today that he had really made the bank's problems worse by talking about them. Schumer said regulators had created the problem by failing to oversee the bank adequately.
Okay, let's get back to the stock market now. A very stressful day on Wall Street. How much did stock prices fall, and where were the biggest losses?
Well, yeah, the Dow finished the day down a little more than 1%, but it had been down a lot more during the day. At one point, it dipped below 11,000 for the first time in 2 years. It turned around, but there's just a very jittery environment right now in the market, a lot of rumors, and when that happens, we can really see just quick turnarounds in market sentiment, and that's what happened today.
And Jim, you're talking about jitters. What's behind those jitters in particular?
Well, one of the problems with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, questions about the government's role in the problems there. There's just been a lot of rumors and anxiety about that this week. At the same time, we saw a big spike in oil prices to $147 a share, largely over concern about the political situation in Nigeria and the Middle East, that the missile test by Iran. Anytime that happens, we see prices spike, and that affects stocks.
It's NPR's Jim Zaroli. Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.